cemetery tour in June of 2018 through Doors Open that I led, and it had a theme of notable women in Owen Sound. And we ended up at Potter's Field intentionally, which is a very small amount of land, maybe an acre, and it holds somewhere between about 1,200 and 1,300 people. I brought the interment list with me, and I had everybody in attendance pick names that they felt like reading of women who were buried in Potter's Field, because I wanted to show the opposite side of notable, which was also forgotten because the focus was to be on women. And in fact, there are a massive number of women and children and infants that are buried in this field. I've been made aware of the Potter's Field through some research done by a woman named Terry Jackson a number of years before. And at that cemetery tour, there were two people who were there who stepped forward completely unsolicited and offered to fund a substantial monument for Potter's Field because they felt that in this day and age, nobody needs to be left behind and that dignity was badly in need of being restored. And thus began a three-year project. We sought community input. We had 110 people take a survey talking about the kinds of things they wanted to see in a monument. Knowing that about 20 or 30% of the people buried in Potter's Field came from Owen Sound's historic black community, people who directly escaped through the Underground Railroad or their descendants, we thought it would be good to incorporate design elements that are visible in other parts of our black heritage cultural works here in Owen Sound. So we took the design of the window from the first British Methodist Episcopalian Church, also the window, or very similar to the window, which is at the Black History Cairn. And we incorporated that into the design, and we worked with Sanderson Monuments to come up with this design that we all loved. It was a volunteer committee and the donors working together the entire time. And the monument was approved for design by the city last year. What's happened alongside of this is that a complementary history project has been started, a research project, under the guidance of Naomi Norquay, who is a professor at York University. She has gotten some federal funding to spend a year with a doctoral student researching the lives of everybody in Potter's Field. And there will eventually be an interpretive plaque that goes alongside of the monument that will direct people to Grey Roots' website. Grey Roots is also the other partner in that research project, and people will be able to access a living archive of information that's been discovered through that research project and through the public coming forward, talking about who they may have buried at Potter's Field, who they are related to, or stories that they know. And all of it will end up on this living, breathing archive to accompany the monument. And the monument went up in December. We had hoped to have a community gathering this spring to replace an earlier one that had been canceled in the fall because of COVID, but of course, with the third wave, COVID has other plans for us, so we just decided we couldn't keep the monument created anymore, that people are enjoying their green spaces more than ever before. There are so many people in Greenwood Cemetery right now that it was time to show it to the community, so it's now unveiled, and we just want people to know about the monument, and we want people to know that if they have stories or information about those buried at Potter's Field, that they are to send us an email and the researchers will get a hold of them. There's an email address for that, which is OSPF, which stands for Owen Sound Potter's Field, OSPFproject@gmail.com. And if they Google Potter's Field Owen Sound, you will find a list to the interment. So every single person who is buried there, there is a list available online. You'll find it through the city's website and other sources.
For, I'm sure as you know, some of our CFOS listeners aren't all that internet savvy. If they have a story and they want to reach out to somebody with it, do you have a suggestion?
Yes. The best way for them to do it would be to call Karen Noble, who runs the archives at Grey Roots, and to leave their name and number, and Karen will get in touch with Naomi, the professor from York University, and either she or her research assistant, Rachel Lobo, will give them a call and discuss it.
Just kind of listening to you, I mean, this is an amazing thing that you've done for the community and for the people who are buried there. I mean, it's a wonderful thing that no one had done right up until this point. You know, it's pretty remarkable.
It's pretty special. And I mean, I have to say the magic when they step forward completely unasked. We weren't there doing fundraising. We weren't there to try to develop a project like this. We were there simply to have a cemetery tour and maybe shine some light on people who have either been forgotten or who, through various circumstances in their lives, most of the time just straight out poverty, had ended up with a life or lives unacknowledged. And it really resonated with people when they stood in this tiny space and knew that 1,200 or 1,300 people were under their feet, unmarked, in some cases stacked on top of each other. It made people conscious that a life lived is worth noting, worth celebrating, and that poverty shouldn't take away from dignity.
The one thing you mentioned, why a window in particular? Like, I get the connection to the one at the cairn and to the church, but why the window in general?
Well, you know, this monument is really it's a work of art. And like all art, it's a bit subjective. So everyone's going to see something that's a little bit different. There's a bunch of reasons for the window for me, and they may be different for other people. For me, the window really represented sort of a crossing through or a passing through of time from the present to the past. The window also allowed for the natural space of Greenwood, which, you know, is really an incredible historic parkland. I believe that the city, if they haven't already done so, are in the midst of trying to put the cemetery itself on the historic register, and for good reason. I think the window really allows you to take in that natural environment from every different angle. And I think it just reminds people as well that when you actually take the time to look out a window, you're going to see different perspectives. And that the one that you started your life with is not the perspective you have at the end of the life. The experience you had at the start of your life is not going to be the one you end with. That we all grow and we evolve. And I think it's trying to imply that we need to look a little bit beyond our own immediate scope and change our lens to try to develop some empathy and some understanding and maybe even just some knowledge about people and places and things that are different than what we know now.